What's going on, y'all, man? Welcome back, Blackstreet Boys Show, episode numero 94. As usual, your boy Brandon Keith, aka the Ranger, but the 2K Jones, Young Baller, whatever you want to call me, man, to my left.
It's your boy March Madness, Ingram Mouth Like a Dennis. Y'all know how we rocking.
Man, you already know what it is. CEO, the Prez, Rob the Guy, Rob Philosophies, whatever you want to call me, baby.
You got your boy D Johnson, DJ Smooth, the man with the money, man. Y'all know what it is.
Man, Patreon, Discord. Numbers going up every single week. Make sure you're getting that Patreon. Only $3 spare change.
Only $3.
At 3 hour plus long podcasts, extra segments, yeah, live streams all the time. Shout out to people in there. People joining up. Appreciate y'all. You know, and let's get it. You feel me? Getting that Discord. Samaj be in there streaming. I'm going to be on there too at some point, y'all. Just bear with me, but it's going to happen. I keep saying it's going to happen one of these days.
Yeah, shout out Jibs, man.
You know, but, you know, we in this thing, though. Let's just kick it off, man. DJ, I know you got a little something for us, man.
Yeah, I mean, I got a little bit of an infuriating inconvenience. Usually when these things come up, it's usually because it happened in real life. And for me at my job, I was chopping it up with one of my fellow associates.
Niggers.
And, you know, I asked her what she do at college. You know, she said she played volleyball, whatever. I'm like, oh, that's cool. She's like, well, did you play any sports? I'm like, yeah, my younger days, I played football in high school and shit, you know. But mostly I was a choir kid. This motherfucker looked at me and said, oh, you were in choir? Sing for me. And yeah. I looked at her and said, hell motherfucking no.
Yeah, kiss my black ass.
I'm not a puppet. I'm not a monkey that you dangle shit in front of.
Thank you. I was waiting for someone to say
whenever you say that shit, I'm just supposed to do it.
Yeah, the dumbest shit ever is like when you say, oh, are you funny? You say, yeah, I think I'm pretty funny.
Tell me a joke. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's the joke. Fuck off.
Yeah.
That shit is so inconsiderate. I'm just supposed to dance around for your monkey ass, your punk ass. Yeah. Every time you ask me to do something, you can die. Now, she didn't like my response.
I mean.
She's a nice girl, though. She's
said,
like,
is that how you broke it down?
No. I was like, hell motherfucking no.
Okay.
And she's like, why not? I'm like, because I'm not going to do it just because you asked me to.
Yeah.
Because shit is that.
What she look like? Look good?
She's solid.
Oh, why aren't you serenade her then, man?
Fuck that.
For real.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Don't like R. Kelly to you, nigga.
Okay. Thank you. You know what? Motherfuckers be like, yeah, I remember you used to dance. You used to dance. Dance.
Right.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
What,
yeah,
what
that's
bitch want me to sit down and tap dance?
Like, come on, bro. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
The fuck
that's
am
absurd.
I going to
like, that's so absurd, bro. And that's rude. That's rude as hell.
Rude. Y'all don't know how y'all sound when y'all ask those
like,
questions.
Like, bro, motherfucker play football. Catch a pass for me. Like, no. Or you can play basketball? Shoot this garbage into the hoop. Like,
that ain't the fuck same thing.
We can flip it around for the other genders. I used to strip. Do that thing
dance.
For me.
Dance. I need a dance.
Dance for me.
Right. I need a dance.
Shake some titties. Do something.
What are we talking about?
That'd be crazy. That'd be absolutely insane.
What are you talking about? I'm an OF model. Show me them butt cheeks.
Fuck.
Come on.
The fuck?
What are you saying?
Since we all just talented, let's just see
for real,
the talent.
Let's see the talent, man.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Come on.
Okay, so can you gonna twerk? Can you twerk? Shake that ass.
Come on.
Shake that ass.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, let that
we talking about?
Breathe.
We don't live off words. We need proof.
Yeah.
Hands on your knees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you funny. Okay, so what did it happen to y'all with?
Dancing.
Okay, I figured that for you.
Dance.
No, none of that has ever really happened to me before.
Must be nice.
Other than the Dougie. I used to do the Dougie.
Dougie champion.
And my whole family would be like, Rob, come do the Dougie. So now anytime any new family members I ain't never met or outsiders come in, they got to see me Dougie.
Folks, in 2045, he's still hitting that
You're
shit.
You're doing that shit?
He still hitting that bitch. He still hitting that bitch. That's going to be Savage ass, too. Savage going to be that nigga at all the family function that just bust a move out of nowhere.
I'm still crip walking. I'm still doing it.
I want to learn how to crip walk.
I do, too, but that should be swaggy as hell. I go cap.
Yeah, it do be smooth.
It's a lot of 1-2 steps.
That shit is swaggy as hell.
You can actually do it.
Like, I've been doing this shit since I was like 5.
Nah, I think you can do it. I remember
doing
it in high school.
I've been doing this shit since I was like 5. I got in trouble 7th grade. Second day of school, nigga, I must have started singing a little. Someone was singing a little Snoop Dogg song. Mm. Duh, duh, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, nigga, I'm teacher. Yeah, hallway. How the fuck do you know what crip walk? Like, why do you?
That was my first question. I'm like, Merch, they know what that
yes.
is.
Yeah,
crip walking, they adults.
Math
it was
class.
Around
Ms.
when that
cool
shit was
John.
First coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, you heard the name. He said, oh, yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
Sound about right.
This is unexpected.
Grimy bitch.
Wow. I think Miss Coon John, I think I was in them sped classes for a second. I think Miss Coon John was my teacher for a little second.
Oh yeah, she did.
Wait,
I was in there.
She's so loud.
Say that again.
I was in them little sped math classes for a little second.
The remedial.
About like a week.
I'm dead.
About like a week or two.
Okay.
Yeah, they thought I couldn't do it. I don't know why. I don't think my grades was bad, but I don't know.
How'd you get put in there? Because you was good at math.
I was just complaining.
Doing all that damn bitch in the morning, boy. Doing all that damn bitch in the morning, boy.
Fuck, I gotta go and do some homework for at school for a reason.
I felt that.
Bars, though, for sure.
Especially if you had a job and
that
shit.
That was one thing in high school I really hated, because I always aced all my tests, but I was never doing that homework.
I read many books, but I still failed reading. Whoa. Well, I D. I got a D.
Well, makes sense.
That's crazy.
Wow. As well.
Oh, man, okay. I said fuck them reading logs.
Yeah. You and a lot of people had that, though.
Yeah, oh, those were just getting filled out.
I don't know what my logic falsely. Was. I just stopped doing
them all. Falsely.
The whole class for me was lying, so like, we... nigga. The teacher had to sit and watch us read.
I just said, I ain't feeling them out at all.
Oh, yeah.
Teacher made sure niggas was reading.
I got caught first grade. Miss Anastopoulos, shout out you. She caught me. I got the reading log. She said, take these home and do your reading logs. I'm in that bitch, filling it out in my bag in class. She,
now, that was crazy.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, but that's first grade, though. Your brain wasn't all the way there. Come on. He on some nut shit. After you get in trouble, you think it over like, damn, I probably should have just did it at home.
Gosh. Shit, I was putting down, nigga, I was putting down books I saw in the library. They do like, read that shit.
Hell
man,
no.
I got one, man. I got a real, real inconvenience, man. You know, you take a shower, you know what I'm saying? Wash your ass. You step out that motherfucker, you got to take a shit immediately.
Bro, okay. Now, me being, you know, I'm always thinking I'm 10 steps ahead. God damn it. I'm a shit before I get the shower.
Right.
And sometimes it don't work out that way.
And that shit don't work.
Yeah, sometimes it don't work out that way.
It's like the stomach, nah, you on my
time. I got a question for y'all.
Beautiful naked big titty women just don't fall in the sky, you know.
Now here's the real question. You getting back in that motherfucker?
Oh, nope. Hell yeah.
No, I'm not getting back in the shower after I take that
It depends. It depends on the dump.
Actually, I agree. It depends on the level of the dump.
Facts. If we talking
catastrophic.
You know, okay, that's facts.
Yeah, if we talking the levels, like if it's
solid. Like quick deuce.
Quick deuce, be straight. I got the wipes. I got the wipes.
Right.
Okay. No he splashback, says, none of that.
Whoa. That's a humbling experience solid. Every time.
No.
That's a humbling
not
experience.
Not too streaky. Like,
Yeah, no. Quick average dump.
Okay, yeah, I'll be straight. I got my wipes.
So if you take in the shower, wash your ass, and you go out, got shit again, you ain't getting back in that motherfucker.
Right? I mean, I'm technically washing my butt again because I got wipes. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, how
dirty,
how dude. Fucked up and dirty can it get if I just wash my ass, you know?
That's dirty logic.
I just wash my ass.
Let's
be for real, though. Like, if I already washed my ass,
I'm talking shit. I'm not getting back in that motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm not getting back in that motherfucker.
But I'm just saying, I'm not going to say wipes is the equivalent to me washing my
ass. Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's not like...
That's what you said, though. Right, you said technically I'm washing my ass again.
That's okay. Okay, that's bars.
No, you're not.
It's bars. Bars.
Nigga say fuck, nigga.
You got me.
I think you got the long day. Don't work 8-hour shift at the Amazon. Took three dumps in that motherfucker. He said, I don't need to wash my ass. I got these wipes right here.
That's wild.
No, but you dismissing context, though, because I was just in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't say nothing about
that.
You
just ruined your shower by taking a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that, because it's fucked up too. Because your ass still a little wet from the shower.
Yeah, that's when the suds.
Unless you really in that motherfucker talking about some, you know what I'm saying?
What's with Mr. Krabs $1 million type?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but I think the suds carrying it out.
What?
What? This nigga say anything, bro? He say anything?
I feel like the suds carry it out.
Which one's the X button again? I made it for a week and I already forgot. Is this one?
No, that works too. Like
applies.
The suds carry it out, bro. That's wild.
Good Lord, have mercy.
I'm pretty sure that yellow one is the one.
Oh, okay, we'll try it next time. But yeah, nigga, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, man, very unfortunate situation. We can move on, though. That's just a real one for, you know what I'm saying, for the real ones out there. Be honest, though. Y'all ain't getting back at that motherfucker.
Fact.
Yeah, no, that's fact. Yeah. I already showered.
Fact. No, that's fact. And you know, especially if you were like a black household, you'll get them, what the hell? You keep running all that goddamn water.
Yep.
You just in the goddamn shower. Why you in there again?
Now you running that motherfucker.
Right.
Like, and that motherfucker tossing. That's what he thinking. He in that motherfucker.
Tossing in the shower is ridiculous.
Hey, man.
You know, it's not a very fun experience. I
feel like it's harder to finish.
Okay. I've done it before.
I've done it like a handful of times, and I didn't really enjoy it.
Mm-mm. But you would think that it would make sense, though, because like you got the water just washes it out.
Yeah, washing it down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's the silence. Yeah. I mean, not silence, but like the noise. You know.
Yeah.
So can't nobody hear you, going off and now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, but I also amplify sounds a little bit, too.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that, though.
But the water is running.
Yeah, but sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. But someone's like, let's say you got one of the bathrooms where, you know, it's a full bathroom, but you got the sink area, but you got to walk into the toilet shower area.
Oh, yeah.
You in there brushing your teeth. You and that motherfucker stroking rigorously. Someone might hear you.
Oh, my God. That's, that's.
You might hear some, you know what I'm saying?
The diction,
you know,
the different type of splash. So much worse.
That you know, boy Brett can tell a story, boy.
You know, you know, motherfucker like that, it might be a problem, you know.
But DJ, man, you had an interesting ultimatum, man. I kind of want to get into this shit.
Yeah, man, we got a little ultimatum, man. So let's ultimate ultimatums. So let's say y'all find out that your 5-year-old firstborn is Hitler reincarnated. What the hell are y'all gonna do?
I mean, okay, when you came up with this question, did you have like a answer in mind?
No. For me, well, I have my answer.
Right.
But so, people don't like my answer.
So when you say Hitler reincarnated, right, he coming back with all Hitler memories?
He's starting to gain them as he gets
older. Oh, and I'm asking all types of questions, motherfucker.
That's what I'm asking, all types of questions.
Shit, we might run this bitch back just minus the genocide.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Whoa.
Huh?
No. What does that mean?
Come on, dog.
No.
It wasn't the genocide the whole point?
I mean, the nigga but wasn't I think the
he,
nigga. The
but
nigga
he's saying a, he just going to rule.
Yeah, we going to run it back, but no, no genocide.
Just nobody dying.
Be scared of your ass.
It's bars.
I'll
mean,
just say just.
I mean, clearly somebody got to die, but I mean.
To a smaller degree.
Yeah, to a smaller degree, but.
Oh, my God.
I see where you're going, though.
Yeah, come on. We're going to run this back.
I'm not saying I would do it. I'm
and
just
he,
saying.
And he's going to be black? Oh, yeah, we're running this back.
How you assume he's going to be black?
Oh, yeah. He's your son.
The fuck? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to run this back.
He's black as hell.
So. I would, yeah, it's black-ass motherfucker right there.
I but, mean, that eliminates the target. Apparently, he didn't like black people, so that eliminates the target right there.
But I would just say leave the stupid-ass mustache alone.
Oh, yeah, no, like, no, he got to come back. That's like Michael Strahan's gap. He got to have that.
No, that's bars.
You gotta have that. I'm sorry.
No, I say lead.
Well, actually, no, I don't think I agree.
You ain't getting no.
Because it's your son.
Talk about that dirty Sanchez on his lip.
Yeah, you ain't getting that little streaky dude.
I mean, he ain't having that shit. I mean, he gonna wait till he's of age to have the mustache, of course. But no, I mean, it's like it gotta be him. Yeah, you gotta be him.
I don't know what I would do, man.
For me, it's just like I'm gonna watch his ass. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep his ass on watch.
Fuck that.
On some like, you know.
Son, I'm
you know how they be saying about all the serial killers and stuff? They be showing signs early. Mm. I start seeing some signs. I ain't afraid to take one for the team. I'll take his ass out of there.
Oh, my God.
You know, I thought about death, killing, homicide as well. But.
Because, I would do it. I wouldn't, like, blow his head off or nothing. I would just slowly poison his ass over the
years.
But that's fucked up.
The only thing with that, because you would be doing it in the name of justice. However, you still might get your ass locked up for that.
That's okay.
Fuck that. You might.
I save lives.
You might end up starting off his new. You feel me? You might be the cause to restart another. You know, evil reign.
Not if you kill him.
But him. Right. But what if that boy's smart? He gonna find out something being done to him. God damn it.
Oh, bro.
Possibly. He ain't a genius. He just has.
He's not a dumbass either.
Just put a red wedding. Just like put some shit.
But
in
if he your son, he gonna be slow as shit.
No, he already Hitler, though.
You could do that.
You can't do that thing where you give them dog medicine and it paralyzes their legs.
Now, that is fucked
up.
Nah,
that's bars, though, because ain't no way he ruling the world with that.
I'm just saying.
Nah, that was dumb. That was cold.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That nigga's going to come out.
That was cold.
Hey, that way he can live.
Magneto and a professor. Yeah, that's what that nigga's going to turn into.
Nah, Magneto's crazy.
That would be wild.
I don't think, like, Hitler could really do too much of nothing these days, honestly.
He is going to get shit out.
I don't know.
If you're...
We protect the you know, them folks too much.
Yeah.
But oh, he, you know, that man was a D1 diplomat, though.
He was a D1 diplomat.
That nigga don't, he gonna get in the student council and end up running the school. Like, yo,
but
we
you
not
gotta understand
this.
Bro, like, people wasn't as educated back then. People educated now, man. People smarter, so to speak.
Relatively.
Give Hitler the internet and I bet you that nigga would go crazy.
He might be a very big
I'm telling
influencer.
You. Yeah. I'm telling you. That nigga might be like Keith Lee or something.
I don't know, man. I don't really see him being anything past just like a bad painter.
Yeah. That's what he was doing when he ran away, right?
Yeah, and that might switch his content. Yeah, niggas troll him on the internet. He gonna start going around being
furious.
Fucking Joker and shit, uh-huh. goddammit. I'm telling you, y'all gotta let him do him. But I'm telling you, I'm gonna let that nigga run that bitch back. Just no genocide.
Why, though?
No, not me.
Oh,
we taking no chances out here.
Okay.
Like Rob said, put that shit in there.
Yeah.
Your legs don't work, nigga. Nah, try running the world. Try to run the world with no legs.
What is dog tranquilizer?
Yeah, there's some sort of dog medicine. I was watching this movie. It shut down.
Yeah, I think I have heard
of it. It shut down the one of your vertebrae back there.
Or give him the horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Get that little nigga fent.
Some sort of like something give horses.
That's just crazy. Get that little nigga fent.
Wow, this is awful. But, you know,
well, we just for a good cause, for justice.
Yeah, but you can't
have my saving lives, man.
You got to protect your ass, though. Like, fuck the rest of them. But
y'all trying to off him, but the little nigga going to realize where he failed. He going to see where he failed. He going to see where he was wrong. He going to see where niggas didn't understand him and then redo it.
How? You only have a limited amount of time.
All right, Kanye West, I mean,
nah, fuck that. We running that bitch back.
You funny as hell. You an evil man. You an evil man.
Something's wrong with this nigga.
Nah, you talking about leaders and shit. We'll talk about Mr. Biden. His old ass.
Speaking of leaders. Now, Mr. Biden, y'all, we all take him for a damn fool.
Mm-hmm.
He's an old man. See now.
Mm-hmm.
He can't run this damn country.
He's rather see now.
Well, I do agree on that. But I will say he is a finesse god. Now, we all know that the House of Representatives and the Senate are trying to ban TikTok.
Mm. Thought they passed the legislature already.
Oh, it did. Oh, it did. So we might see that bitch get signed. We just might see it get signed. Because Biden said if it comes across his desk, he's gonna sign it.
Yeah.
Now we know what's funny about this.
What's up?
But his inauguration, he invited 70 TikTokers to come film it to get, you know,
More publicity.
More publicity for the Gen Z, you know, get all that. Yeah, imagine being invited to where you're being told your job is going to be taken away.
Literally.
That shit is fucking crazy. And you niggas, all 70 of you niggas, you aren't even worth doing the research. You niggas are goofy.
They're doing it for the clout. I mean,
definitely.
That's all they was there for.
They're doing anything for clout.
You think them TikTokers give a fuck about Biden?
No.
Not at all, man. They just trying to get that ounce.
What made you niggas think that 80-year-old nigga uses the app? Like, what is wrong with y'all?
Mm. You better got a team for that.
Nigga. I don't think he can comprehend what's going on.
Exactly. That's why I got a team. Team do it for him.
That's just fucked up.
When you in that spot, you don't have to. You don't have to know how to do shit. You just got a team to do it for you.
Yeah.
And you niggas going to just go.
They speeches are written. The things that they say is written. Like, bro, they got a team for all that shit. He could be as slow as hell. He could be bedridden. We come out. His team going to handle everything.
Yeah, that's facts. Because what was that one president, his wife was taking care of him and shit? When they got polio?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember
shit,
that shit
man.
Either.
Bush, nigga.
Regardless, though, I'm sad to see TikTok go, man. You know, I had some funny moments on TikTok. But realistically, Instagram Reels enough. Better.
It don't really hurt me.
I use Instagram Reels more. I don't know if I'd say it's better. Well, Instagram. Well, people said, oh, what are we going to do without TikTok? Nigga, there's like 5 other platforms that do the exact same thing.
But you got to realize
all
these
things are expendable. But what?
A lot of people did start their business on TikTok.
True. That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true, but they'll be able to move over. They're going to have to.
Yeah, right.
But at the same point in time, Instagram needs to improve their search feature.
Definitely.
I would say TikTok search feature is very good.
It is.
Well, that's because they were trying to turn it into like a search engine at one point.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, other platforms need to go
picked
ahead
up on that.
Suit.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Follow suit.
But it's a Chinese company. They don't
that's the only reason?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's quite literally. They're saying that they're worried about data theft, but
I mean, yeah, from Chinese.
From American, a financial standpoint on stocks and shit, if they were to knock TikTok out and everyone were to have to move to Metaverse, you know, stationed apps, Mark Zuckerberg's stock is going to go skyrocket.
I hope
Same
for that.
Same thing with Elon and Twitter. All you know.
I hope for that. because I invest in both of them.
Shit, I guess so.
It's more so that it has nothing to do with the safety of the people. It's more so for money.
No, yeah, exactly. But yeah, who the fuck cares?
Facts. I don't give a damn, honestly.
We better live without TikTok. You know, Vine happened to, then it's got replaced by other shit. Won't get replaced.
Literally.
And Joe Biden doing whatever, signing this, whatever. You know,
oh, and they out of whatever information on TikTok.
That's bars. You know what? I recently went back and watched the old Vine compilation. A lot of those videos are ass.
That makes sense, though, because of the times.
Yeah. I mean, they had some gems. Don't get me wrong.
It was supposed to be ass, though.
A lot of it was rather ass.
Yeah, I mean, it was only 6 seconds. Some of us got to try to do shit. The niggas found out real fast they're not funny. It already is. But yeah, Joe Biden doing whatever. You over there, you know, pulling up on black people eating chicken.
Yes.
How would y'all feel if y'all seen it?
Nigga, I'm taking your bucket.
You seen what? We did see it.
I'm saying, like, he pulled up on us or nigga, y'all.
I'm taking your bucket and leaving.
Imagine we invited him on the show.
I'm gonna ask, like, if Joe Biden bought that chicken.
Nigga, I'm taking your bucket.
From where?
That matters.
Secret Service gonna snatch that shit up.
Good spot. Real good fried chicken. Okay.
Gotta take that shit from
y'all. Y'all eating that chicken? If Joe Biden,
I'm gonna finesse it, right?
Okay.
I'm gonna ask him what kind of chicken it is. He gonna say the spot. I'm gonna like it, of course. And then I'm gonna say, can I get a picture of you? Oh, can I get a picture with you holding the bucket of chicken?
Okay.
Now my clout up. Now I'm getting some bread.
What's nigga?
That's a terrible fucking plan. You're not gonna know. I don't fucking care about your black ass.
Bro.
A random black ass.
Bro, it's not a random black ass dude.
That nigga just finna eat that chicken.
Man, y'all ain't got the vision for real.
Nigga, he already took a picture video with the family eating the chicken. You don't give a fuck about them black ass niggas.
Man, I don't even know their names.
So why the TikToker going to go film that shit of the goddamn?
What?
I mean, that's different. You know he's an influencer.
Wait, what?
I can become one on that.
You
can't.
Why not? The TikTokers went to the White House.
The TikTokers?
I don't give a fuck about them either.
I thought you were talking about the 70 TikTokers. No?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You don't give about them either. We don't even know their names.
I mean, but they all got follower increases.
They was popping without
right, and y'all said, they only doing it for the.
Clout.
Fuck is you saying?
Okay, you gotta leverage that.
They got
invited. I'm gonna leverage it.
They were exclusively invited somewhere by the president. The president didn't pull up on them niggas with a bucket of chicken. Like, here, monkey, look at me eat what you eat.
The point is the same. I'm next to the president and there's footage of it. Clout. Skyrocketing.
We're getting. Okay.
Nah, that's not gonna skyrocket though.
Okay, even if it ain't skyrocketing, it's going up, nigga.
Barely.
Okay.
Who gives a fuck? Any push is a push.
It's just another black motherfucker eating chicken.
Yeah, like I don't even know. You might get 50 followers.
That's better than zero. Come on, you got to take baby steps. God damn it!
Not everything. Get the bread off the Philly niggas. I'm eating that chicken.
Literally,
I'm eating that chicken.
Oh, as you should. As you should.
You ain't finna wash me. You ain't finna wash me eat the chicken.
It depends on what the chicken is. If you talking about like some browns or like some.
But he said it was good chicken. He said it was good chicken though.
I said good chicken.
Good chicken. Alright, I'm eating
like great
on camera.
On camera.
On camera.
On camera is crazy.
I'm at the roast. It's gonna be live stream. At the roast's ass. Like you really brought this chicken, huh? Like I'm eating.
That is wild.
Exactly. I'm eating talking shit while I'm eating.
That is wild, though.
Now, what you think this shit funny?
For real? Nah, I'm talking shit. But he got the vision though. You said some crazy shit. Now you on these platforms.
Now that'll get you some clout.
That might get you some clout.
Come on.
Yeah. You got to use the dressability, but you just saying take a piss with a bucket of chicken. I had to elaborate a little bit more,
but I'm just saying. Drink. I'll try to paint a quick picture. You know, I ain't Bob Ross in this motherfucker. We paint a little quick picture, goddamn.
Oh, my God.
There ain't no Picasso, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Man, speaking of Picasso and things that are beautifully well done, let's talk about these pretty women, man. That's something that I wanted to bring up. Okay. I brought it up before in the past, but I wanted to talk about pretty privilege, man. And, you know, it's something that I've been succumbed to. You know, I work at Wendy's. I'm manager at Wendy's. We got people coming in, motherfuckers a few cents short and shit. Motherfuckers doing all type of stuff, right?
Oh, it's neat.
Man. Look, it was two specific instances, all right? One, we was about to close and it was this big chick. She was a little ugly in the face.
Wow.
She left her card at home and we was getting ready to close anyway. So I'm thinking in my head, like, I could just give her the meal for free. Who gives a fuck? But I was like, I'm not doing that, man. She don't got the privilege.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she wasn't pretty enough?
She wasn't. She was big and ugly.
damn, man. And
sorry to say it, but she was about eight, man.
Now,
at the same, in the same day, though, cool like world, 3 hours earlier, it was a chick. She was bad. Her meal was $22.
Oh, you crazy.
She only had $3 on her card. It only took three.
That's a her problem.
Man, I gave her the meal for free.
Oh, you different, nigga. $19?
I didn't pay for it, nigga. It's not hurting my pockets.
I calm understand down. That.
Hold on. It's not hurting my pockets. So I just gave it to her, you know, on some, you kill, you can get it, whatever. Man, one of my workers was telling me, man, that's fucked up that you ain't get a big chick the meal, but right. You gave a pretty chick the meal.
Up. Actually, I disagree. That's not fucked up.
And you know
up.
What? You know what I said? The world ain't fair.
Because she don't need it. She caught me, on a good day. Up. I'm not necessarily giving it to that chick that look good.
I can
either.
Understand. Hold on. The time was a little off, you know. You got, you know.
But how the fuck you get? You knew you had $3 in your account.
Thank
though.
You. Bars.
That's fucked
thank
up.
You. I took advantage of you, Nick.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is different than.
Hey. So what? Y'all ain't never succumbed to pretty privilege before.
I treat pretty bitches degree. Even worse.
Something's serious.
I think you bullshit.
I don't need to jump on that.
No.
I don't think I've succumbed to it too.
I can't.
But I haven't been in a position to.
Yeah, I don't know if I've been in that position.
Nigga, y'all worked at McDonald's?
Yeah, but we were like 16. Yeah, we weren't making.
We was making like, burgers. We were on
a grill, nigga. A grill.
My opinion,
just a grill. That's where we was at.
So. Fuck that. When I was working at FedEx, man, there was this little brown skin.
Actually,
you know what? And she was bad.
I've been in some positions.
Oh, okay.
I've been in some positions. You see a big back bitch struggling with them boxes, you keep walking.
Help.
You see a fine one, you struggling. You go.
Let me.
You don't need to be carrying it.
Fuck that. I'm an asshole. There's a little brown skinned chick who's work at FedEx with me named Jocelyn. Okay, she was cool. She was crack jokes. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come help me with this box.
Nah.
Do my thing over here. Yeah, bitch, you's good for a conversation.
But man, pretty privilege is real, man.
It is.
You ain't getting it from me.
Man. Yeah, but my thing is.
Y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all
but
not
we say pretty privilege, but honestly, the fat and ugly ones get the privilege too, if you're being honest.
That's fact.
There's always someone willing to do
somebody being
bad for them.
Oh, I've seen it too many times.
Oh, yeah, don't do it for me.
I've seen it too privilege. Many times. You know why? Because they associate with the pretty ones. So they pretty by association.
Talking about the Duffs?
Bars.
Whatever the fuck you want to call them. I don't know what the hell it is.
The dumb, ugly, fat friend.
God damn.
Good
y'all
Lord,
know that movie?
Stupid.
I've seen the movie.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to say shit. But, don't act like I made it up.
Ain't that from like Simpsons? Ain't that like
I don't know. Yeah, shit, that's where I heard the word from. Duff.
Okay.
I like that. I might start using that.
Oh my God.
But they that's
gotta
be, they gotta
that's
be
creative.
They can't just be
that's
ugly.
Creative as hell.
They can't just be ugly and fat and a friend. They just gotta be stupid too.
No, man,
they
gotta be dumb. I mean, you know, it just wouldn't roll off. It's Uff. Nah.
I like
they don't
Uff.
Hit like Duff.
Fucking Uff.
That's
watch your mouth, you fucking up.
Oh my God.
Now I like that one. I might use that. I might go all in on Uff. Freak them up
fast.
Literally, Uff ass. I throw Uff ass up.
Bro.
Ooh, I might fuck with that.
Man, y'all can't be fucking with that. Y'all the ones that be fucking the bad girls.
Okay, my friend, my girlfriend got Uffs.
Every girl got some Uff.
Hell yeah. But
I'm letting it be known on camera, though.
Like pretty privilege?
Uffs.
No. Not necessarily.
No.
So why do
but
we
I mean,
succumb
I love beautiful, I love beautiful just, women, though.
Ain't no succumbing to it.
Well, not you, Mr. Different.
It's just nature, my brother.
I'm trying to say.
You know, I don't like
sweeter,
it, man.
You're a little sweeter to the pretty ones, man.
Because we have men, we have value.
I just figured the least you could do is you're going to get pretty privilege to just be pretty. But sometimes that's not how it works out.
Sometimes you got to tuck the cape, man.
But we talked about all the time how these pretty motherfuckers be dickheads.
Okay.
I mean, some of them
be jackasses.
See,
why would I want to treat them well if they're jackasses?
Yeah, if they're some jackasses, no, they can get that.
Portion, though, bro. I know a lot of pretty ass girls that ain't all on fucking social media 24/7, and they real down to earth and real humble.
Okay. But beauty's also in the eye of the holder, too, though. So, your pretty and my pretty.
I don't give a fuck. There's some tens out here that think they ugly.
I ain't disagreeing.
No, allow them to.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait.
Leverage.
Come on, leverage.
I don't know if I agree.
Right there.
Why
word,
you hit the bar button?
Well, sometimes you know, I saw the objectivity
support.
In it.
Yeah, you got to support. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, that's all.
You don't get them right every time, but you know.
We can move on though, man. I know you got a little something, man.
Yeah, it kind of goes along with the like the pretty privileged thing. But do we believe that unattainability adds attractiveness? So the reason I ask this is because usually when people talk about their celebrity crushes and stuff, there's usually more of an attractiveness because they know that deep down they can never have a chance.
Not in essence.
For me, I think Selena Gomez is gorgeous. She had my whole bank account.
Lupus and all.
Oh, don't give a damn.
Okay.
I take care of her lupus ass all day long.
Okay.
But.
Niggas will say you ass anything. People put ass out there and think.
But. And she can sing to me. Ass. She can sing to me too.
That's new.
And she got some guy. He's talking about that. And she got them knockers. You got them goddamn knockers. You know what I'm saying?
I got them tatars.
Oh, goddamn knockers, boy. Put you on your ass.
Look at that. What's wrong with you?
But, you know, but I think the reason that I am so attracted to her, because I grew up watching her, and I knew damn well that there would not be a chance that I'd be able to see her.
That's not the reason why I'm attracted to him. I'm trying to
I'm not saying that's the reason you're attracted to him, but I'm saying, does it add?
To a certain extent. But, you know what I'm saying? But some of y'all just try to be, like, mysterious. Like, niggas be on the gram mysterious. Y'all can't get to me. You're not going to get no hoes being mysterious like that.
Bars, though.
That's me. That's my ass.
There's definitely...
To a certain degree, you got to step out. There's a little...
There's definitely something to, like, the forbidden fruit kind of thing. Like, I know that either I can't have you or I shouldn't have you. It adds to the attraction. You know, like...
Mills.
I think I think I'm heavy on the I shouldn't have you.
Exactly.
Thing. I like that. I shouldn't have you.
Mills is a perfect. It's a perfect example. It's like, ooh, you know, in the public eye, this don't look too good.
Yeah, like I want Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, taboo. I think it's like this on a taboo level. Like
midgets.
hey, hit the bar button. Hit that bar button.
Bars. Hey,
I
want to
talk about that now. Let's talk about it, man.
And you know what? Okay. You know what?
If any of y'all get on his case,
y'all know y'all bullshitting. Because I've seen a plethora of posts on Instagram and Facebook forwarding little people.
Yeah.
Y'all can't blame him for that.
No.
The media is pushing that.
I understand that, and I don't know if I agree with the fetishization of little people. I don't think I agree on it. But them motherfuckers are built with BBLs. It's I'm gonna keep it a buck, though. It's like, it's given. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. They come with a built-in BBL.
Hey, he ain't told a lie yet.
That motherfucker just come out
lie yet.
Bubble all the time.
Nah, he ain't told a lie
what
yet.
What do you not see attractive about
facts.
That?
That's
but,
facts.
I think niggas just slow down.
I can see why you wouldn't be attracted to it. I know, like my auntie, she's scared of midgets.
Yeah,
little people,
you know, they got the damn face a little bit.
Like, some of them, but some of them.
That's another topic. Dude,
that's another topic. But then you get that dime in a dozen where they got like the proportions in the face. It's not like that. But my thing is, they all like little people. They got little bodies, but their head is regular size.
Factual. Mm-hmm. Motherfucking domes on this shit.
They're walking bubble heads.
Ain't gonna stop me though. That nigga looked at me, his face dropped, he hit the button. That's barf. I'm telling you, man. And like, I'm telling y'all, y'all gonna try to get in our case. Go on Instagram, go on Twitter, go on Facebook.
Facebook.
That boy said Facebook.
Yeah, I tweaked that. Don't matter. Facebook.
Bro,
these social media sites, they pushing that shit. Like, that shit's popping up on motherfuckers' feeds, bro.
I got to find a midget to bring on the podcast to talk about this with, because I don't know if I agree with this fetishization.
Yeah, no, but
agree with the fetishization of black people. You said you're okay with it.
Bars.
Okay, you got me there. I don't know if I like that though, because like
you can't like one and not like the other.
Well, why wouldn't you? What is it that you're so against?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm comfortable with it being, you know.
It's definitely a fetish, but yeah, it's tough because you can't go on no date with no little person that's being regular size. I mean, you can, but
I'd be straight.
You do it?
I wouldn't.
I'm already short, nigga.
I wouldn't even tell nobody I knew.
Sure,
but
y'all would date a midget?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't even tell nobody I nailed one. Shit, I just do this.
I tell people.
No shame in my game.
Yeah, I flex that.
I don't know if I
could. Well, to a certain degree.
She probably tell her.
I was like,
can't fuck that little ass dog. That's all I've been hearing in my head. You can't fuck that little ass dog.
The video of the little dog, that big ass dog trying to. Little, yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Bitch, I'm a Great Dane. That's a Chihuahua. Like,
but what they
bogus.
Say? What they say? You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you feel like you shouldn't. You want to even more.
That's a taboo.
Yeah. I guess, man.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but it's on the bucket list. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm cool with saying that. I'm sorry, mama.
I'm sorry, crazy. Mama.
She watched.
That is crazy.
Hello, Miss Jones.
Hey, granddad, too. What's up, granddad?
And, okay.
It is what it is, man. It is what it is. Sometimes I know you got something.
I think, and it's crazy because this topic only came to my head and I put it on this list because it's the first thing I seen when I woke up. You know, we all seen the notorious video of Kevin Gates talking about, if I didn't start that car battery with my hand, strike my kids down by lightning right now.
Oh, yeah.
Today, do it right now. Mm. You know, everyone was on his ass grilling him about it. Mm. Okay. Now, this morning, I started seeing an outrageous amount of videos of people starting cars with their hands. I will send y'all one.
His face.
I will send y'all. I'm so serious. Brandon, the same face.
His face.
The same face you making is the same face I made watching the video. Shout out to the Mexicans, bro. I watched a Mexican man. It was clearly a chop shop. Mm-hmm. I don't care what nobody say. It was clearly a chop shop.
What is a chop shop?
When they take cars and break them down and take the parts.
Okay.
You can tell because it was new, old parts all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New is crazy. Brand new is crazy.
Okay.
So I seen the man touch the dead battery, right? The dude tried to crank it, you know, to show the video, tried to crank it. Nothing happened, right? Okay. Then he touched a second battery. I guess it was fully charged. New battery pulled, right? And then he did his hands like this. And the shit started sparking, my nigga. I cannot make this up. I cannot make this up. I wouldn't have believed it if I didn't see the sparks in his hand.
Yeah.
The nigga went, tss, 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 touched the battery, and that motherfucker started up.
Yeah, this motherfucker Mexican electro. What the hell?
That's what I say.
This motherfucker's a walking conduit. This motherfucker.
Walking conduit.
This nigga, I swear. And then I saw two videos of some hillbillies doing it. Once I saw the hillbillies, I said, God damn it, this must be real.
Yeah, it gotta be. You got all the way to the hillbillies, gotta be.
If the hillbillies are doing motherfucker, it gotta be real.
It gotta be.
All
the way to the hillbillies.
Wait, so how does this relate to Kevin Gates?
We owe that motherfucker an apology.
Because he said Kevin Gates had an interview where he said he started a car battery with his hands. And he said, if I'm lying, strike my kids down today.
Okay. I thought we were defending the strike my kids down.
I'm not defending that part. That shit was fucking out. Okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
But I mean, he was just trying to prove that he wasn't lying.
He wasn't lying. The motherfucker wasn't lying. I think we owe that nigga an
apology. I ain't pay that shit no mind, no way, though.
Okay.
Man, that's not how the story went with Kevin Gates, though. He said he prayed on it. He said he was talking to God, and he just walked up and was like this, and the car battery started.
Well, you know how black people do. They be fabricating things in the name of Lord.
And
he got the clicks. Got the clicks.
Because I ain't going to lie. I believe he helped that woman start that car with another fucking car. Let's keep it. But he might not have had jumpers on him. He might not. But I seen the shit. Motherfucker went.
That is wild.
I'm going to try
to see that shit.
See,
that's
this nigga end up dead. I'm trying. End up dead.
Oh, I ain't trying that.
Trying that stupid that ass shit, man. You don't have to do that though. They were in a spot where they had to do it.
I guess I'm gonna just wait till the motherfucking day I gotta do this shit, then, DJ. If that comes to it,
crazy, bro.
God damn it!
Motherfucker on the side of the road doing this.
Motherfucker, I will call.
Motherfucker driving by. What the hell is he? What the hell is wrong with him?
I will call to Thor and Odin himself. God damn it.
Yeah,
so he's on E-Way standing like this over my car trying to get that motherfucker started up. God damn it, I'ma try it.
Motherfucker gonna die two blocks down the road anyway.
Fuck that.
Hell no.
Get your ass fried.
Fuck it around.
Burn your ass to a black ass.
You can't live. You can't live though.
Tell the difference. Huh?
You can't live though. Holy shit, bro. That's crazy.
Slide in there like that. Rob, what you got, man?
Man, I wanted to talk about, something we was talking about on the last episode. We was talking about these crash outs and Air Forces.
Yeah. Well, I did say we were going to come back to that.
You know, the crash outs get a bad rep, man, because everybody got a crash out sometime, man. Have y'all ever had a mandatory crash out?
Oh, absolutely.
A mandatory crash out.
Oh, it was just mandatory.
Hey, like, nigga. You didn't disrespect me to the point where it's up, no matter what.
Yes. Y'all can go on the patch and probably go find a mugshot somewhere, because I got a mugshot for this shit, yes.
So then we got to stop talking shit about these crash outs, man. Oh, sometimes these crash outs is mandatory.
Nah, sometimes that shit got to be mandatory.
But some of these motherfuckers are repeat offenders. of the crash.
Well, you might have repeat mandatory crash outs, man.
Sometimes
I've had repeat mandatory crash outs.
And somehow you haven't landed in jail.
Some nigga disrespected you.
Somehow you haven't landed in jail.
Hold on, though.
Okay, I need to describe. Okay.
The utmost disrespect. Okay, like, I was watching. See, this idea came from a TikTok video, right? Mm-hmm. It was just these two black dudes, right? They was interviewing these drunk girls on the street. And one of the girls' husbands came up and was talking to one of the other interviewers. And the other dude picked his girl up in the air and was raising her and talking to her and shit. And then put him down. The dude was like, man, don't talk to my wife like that, man. What you doing?
Yeah.
He was like, man, I'll pick you up like that, too. Nigga, that's a mandatory crash out.
That's mandatory. Cause now, nigga, you're playing with me.
Nah, is that not a mandatory crash
see,
out?
See, I understand
pick,
that.
Hold on, you just pick my girl up like a baby, and you gonna try to pick me up like a baby? Nah, nigga, that's mandatory crash.
That's what I'm trying to say, man.
I say, but you not though.
You said what?
Yeah, catch me first.
You gotta catch me first.
Fuck that.
What are you gonna do? Grab a girl and run?
Fuck yes.
Shit.
Nigga, you ain't Sonic. You gonna catch your ass.
I'm right, that big brolic ass black dude. He was like at least 6'4". He's
talking but my thing is, you ain't have to do that.
Do what?
First off, did his girl invite being picked up like that? Because if that's the case, we need a whole other conversation. Why the fuck you let this big, burly, black ass
now she was
pick
drunk.
Like that?
This is right. Another question. Is she, drunkness?
I don't care.
So hold on. Here's the thing, though.
No.
She was fucked up, and it just kind of happened. She wasn't like,
was she over there, pick me up.
Oh, but they
was she laughing?
They was talking. Yeah, she did say we. She said we in his arms. Oh,
I was exaggerating with the we shit.
She was drunk. I'll give her that.
Man,
you fucking kidding me. Bitch was drunk.
Right, me and Shorty have a serious conversation to be had. Like he said, you'll pick my ass up, blah, 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 whatever it is. Besides the point.
Shorty
got
to go. She got to go. Talking about we.
Either way.
Bitch.
Crashed
me
out.
Head
somebody's getting crashed out
somebody
on, regardless.
Crashed out on.
Regardless.
No.
See?
No. No.
When I was the right age of 17, okay. Matter of fact, this started when I was 16, beginning of sophomore year, going into the end of junior.
I hate that word in correlation with age. I don't know why.
Well.
The ripe age of 17 just sounds so...
It sounds...
Yeah, it do sound pedo. Crazy. It do sound crazy.
Yeah.
It was this white guy named Zach. Now, let me cook here.
Okay.
It was more than a few instances where this man has called me a nigger. Well, you know, hard ER, okay?
Nicker.
Too late.
Nicker.
Yeah. Nicker.
And I let it go for a year and a half. I mean, he did it repeatedly just to troll me. But I held my cool. Mm-hmm. I did cool about it.
Type shit.
But I went to the mall with some friends. Mm. And two of my homies, one female friend. Mm. Walking around the mall, got some shoes, got some shirts. We enjoyed our day. I had me a little lemonade. It was nice.
Right.
I see this man, okay? I'm like, hey, that's that guy that called me N-word. Brush him off, right? Then the motherfucker looks at me. Mouths it. Now I gotta slap you. Like, I wouldn't have done anything. Like, yeah, now I gotta slap you. So I waited until he got out the mall. Looked at the hand. He was walking out. Looked at the hand and I just smacked him. He turned around and said, I don't even know who you are. But I knew that was a lie. Yeah. I didn't get scared at first, though. I was like, damn, I might have just smacked the wrong nigga. But either way, he called me the N-word, so I had to smack him.
Yeah,
I'm dead, bro.
That's mandatory crash
that's
out,
mandatory.
Man.
Nah, that's bars.
Yeah, no,
that's
you
bars.
Gotta slap a motherfucker.
I had to.
That's bars.
Yeah, no. Seriously, like now, so you slap a motherfucker. But some dude just pick up my girl, blah, blah. I feel like your girl disrespected you too. At that point, I feel like it evens out to the point. It's like, well, fuck both of y'all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
you going home with him tonight?
Yeah, I'm leaving. She got
regardless of crash out.
Don't fuck that nigga. Get it over with.
What was your crash out?
That's why you get the big girl though. So you can't pick up regardless.
Nah,
he thinking if she ain't 280, she ain't a lady.
No more, like a lady.
Nah, that was bars.
Come on, that now. See, he thinking two steps ahead. Y'all like three steps behind.
You
feel me?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
This is ridiculous.
What would your crash out do?
Nah, I don't want to talk about my crash out, man.
Man, I want to talk about mine, bro.
Okay.
It's at the Amazon. I ain't had a crash out like this in a long time, bro. You know that dude you met when you came to pick me up?
Oh, that man was a word I can't say.
Yeah, facts. All right, so, you know, one of my little shorties at the Zon, she had went on vacation. And usually I kick it with her throughout the shift, you know, because I'm always with a little peace in that. But She my main squeeze. But, you know, she had went on vacation, so I'm in a different area. Now, apparently, dude in that area. And, you know, he making all these, you know, jokes. But then, I'm ignoring him because I'm like, bro, he childish. Like, I'm grown, too grown for that. You know, got things in, you know, in the works. I ain't trying to deal with that shit. So, eventually, he come try to grab me.
By your what?
Like, on some, like.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say by his
hips. Boy, when I tell you everything came off and I was ready to squat, motherfuckers was grabbing me. Like, I was ready to whoop this nigga's ass. Like, I
grabbing
was,
you what? Like, saying, we was
by the hips. Like,
no,
he came from behind you and, like, bear hugged
Yeah, tried to pick me up. Boy, I shook his ass off. What the fuck?
The fuck?
Took everything off. My homie come around the corner. What the fuck is you doing? This nigga's bugging. I'm about to crash out on this nigga. Bro, they had red vests and shit coming to get me. What the fuck are you getting me for? This nigga over here being OD as hell. They sent me home that day.
Understandably
so.
I ready to lose it that day. Yeah. I ready to lose it. I ready to lose everything.
Me, that's just real quick smack. This is like, before you know, you know what I'm saying? This is all it is. That's all it is.
See, but like, the Brandon Victoria is the smack, literally.
Oh, yeah, nah, Brandon is he's a slap king. He's a slap king.
Yeah, the thing about the smack, it just daze people. It catch people off guard.
They really don't
know how to react. Like,
no, that's fact, though.
What the
that's
fuck just happened?
That's that stun so y'all in might video
not
games.
Fight. Y'all might not fight after you smack somebody.
No.
But is that satisfactory enough for you, though?
No.
Yes.
No.
Not for me. Not in that moment. That smack would have been a satisfactory
Nigga,
enough.
I got his ass whooped Hell on everything.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Ah, man.
Had to put his ass 6 feet under. Nah. I told his ass, I said, when I get rich, if this nigga come up missing, you know who did it.
My God. You just admitted to.
I ain't gonna do it. But when you get money, you have other people do it.
See, I have. See, if I get rich, I agree. If I get rich, I have one specific person. Like, I will make sure I buy every building they live in and evict them.
My God.
I'm so serious.
I ain't mad at it.
I'm so serious.
I swear to God, I'm gonna make his life a living hell.
Every building you end up moving into, motherfucker, I'm gonna buy it, evict you, and then sell it and buy the next one.
You still work there?
Mm-hmm.
You ever speak to him?
Nope.
Like, have you spoke to him since then?
Nope.
I wouldn't.
Not a word?
Nope.
I wouldn't.
He tries to like say what's up, but I just keep walking past. And his homies, because I'm cool with his homies, they ask me all the time, like, why you don't talk to him? I'm like, y'all know why I don't talk to him.
Yeah, no. Yeah, some of y'all just go too far with the, you know, as straight dudes, quote unquote, y'all go too far with the gay stuff. I understand that. You can that go way too far.
Like, bro. Like, you try to get physical and shit, like, nigga.
Yeah, now come you on, violating,
bro. Yeah, like, literally.
No, he's
like,
weird. The dude was literally looking at this man's butt.
See.
No, like, I'm seeing, I put up, y'all, this man, I don't know this man's name. I don't want to know this man's name. So don't tell me, DJ. DJ, his wheel bearing was messed up, whatever it was. So he needed to ride home, something like
that? I need to ride to the goddamn.
Oh, to the whatever spot.
Yeah.
So I put up, whatever, and this other dude, I got out the car. And all I hear is, Dick is stiffy. You know, like one of those, you know, like one of those.
Come on.
Yeah, those fruity parodies.
One of those fruity parodies.
Yeah.
He was bumping out like it was a new Drake in that motherfucker.
Yeah, bro, come on.
I'm like, who was playing this shit?
Come on, bro, come on.
And I go out, I see this dude, he bumping that shit. Head bobbing, all that shit. I'm looking at this motherfucker, he's looking strange in the motherfucker. He just talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, DJ. What it's saying, I don't remember exactly what words he said, but DJ, he was had to bend down to show me like what was going on. I turn around and look at this dude. And he's looking at this man's butt for a prolonged period of time.
Bro.
Yes, just booty gazing.
Booty gazing.
And he just keep going.
You gotta write that down.
At first I'm like, okay, it was weird. Okay. Might do a couple fake laughs, whatever. Booty but he just, this man kept going. Bro. I tell y'all, this man did not say not one, not even just, I'm not going to say heterosexual, neutral remark. It was all just gay. I'm just like, what the hell is going on? And he said, in the line he drew with me, he said something, oh yeah, something, he said something fruity to this man. I said, hey man, watch out. There's something wrong with you. He said, oh, you can join in if you want. I was like, yeah, go.
Nah, Brandon was blue. He's like, nigga, I would call the police on your ass. He's like, I don't work here. I would call the fence on your ass.
You fucking kidding me? Like, that shit is crazy.
Hey, that's it. Hey, I was blue. Cause like I ain't wanted to be in that, but I was trying not to laugh.
I never said that shit.
He was like,
that's some shit I'd be on. So I call the cops.
Yeah, he was like, I don't work here. I'll call the feds on your ass. And he kind of chilled out. He said that. Oh
that
my god!
Shit.
Nah, that shit be that? Overboard, bro.
Shit's not funny. Nobody laughed.
Yeah, that shit is not funny, bro. Like you can get away with like some of it. you know, because some of the shit is funny. But like, you try to, you take it too far, that shit is...
Yeah, your shit too interactive.
Yeah, like, that shit is weird. Like, I'm uncomfortable now. Like, yeah.
Can't just be grabbing...
Yeah, you'd be surprised. A lot of your girls, y'all boyfriends have done some very strange things.
You need to die.
I'm gonna go back. But I got something for y'all, man. And this is brought up... I was out of town, so I wasn't here last week. But I was talking to my family, right? And they had asked me this question. So shout out to my aunt, Jessica. Shout out to my cousins, well, my little cousin, Sister November. They asked me this question, right? We was eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never thought of this. They said, if bugs could speak, right, would we show some sympathy to them? Like, would we still kill the bugs if, like, we could sit down and actually have a conversation with the bug?
Probably not.
I mean.
No sympathy?
I mean, it depends.
No, I'm saying I probably wouldn't kill them.
Like, let's say, a roach come up. Ooh, you like, oh, hell no, I got stomped on this motherfucker.
Well, they don't die anyway.
You said, hold on, wait. And you have, like, a real heart-to-heart conversation. Nigga,
there's a few movies like that.
Fuck that, nigga. You already knew you weren't supposed to be in this motherfucker. So what I'm going to do with the roach is, he going, hey, wait.
Trespasser.
Ain't no AA, wait, motherfucker. If you can talk, you can go find your ass and go ask somebody for some food.
But I'm saying, though, that if you can have a conversation, can you ask them to leave?
Yeah, but obviously.
But you know how bugs are, though. They found a little spot,
they
man.
They still have their same name.
But we're having a conversation now, right?
No, but they're just explaining why they do that.
Right.
Why they do what? Come in the house?
Your house.
Okay. Oh, well, I have to explain why I got to kill you. That's all it is.
That's all
we have the conversation. We can have a conversation. You still dying.
I don't think you guys would. I think you guys would show sympathy to it. He said,
I got kids back home. You could have had them in a different home.
But I would have a real conversation with them. I'd be like, hey, motherfucker, like a fly, for example. Fly come and say, hey, motherfucker, why do you guys continue to come in these houses even though none of your homies make it back?
I feel like
none of your homies make it back. You come in here, you gonna die here.
They only live like, what, a week? Or is it 24
hours?
It is a lifetime to them.
Very true.
Like the perception of the house is probably
like
way different.
It's like 40-something hours, I ain't gonna lie. It's like 40-something hours, I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
You think about it, it is wild. Perception of time is really different for them.
Like, come on, man. Like, you know, so yeah, they dead as hell. I got a gun. I shoot the motherfuckers.
You shoot the bugs?
Yes.
A little salt gun?
Yeah, a little salt gun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it'll ask.
A little shotgun. I got a video of me shooting that motherfucker, too.
I'm going to get me one.
I want to see that.
I can show you it. It was fun, too.
But I feel like that. I might be able to convince some cockroaches to start an army, and then I can go invade my enemies.
Bro, that's literally a movie on that, bro. There's a dude.
You shouldn't do it with cockroaches. You should do it with, like, termites or something.
Nah, but nah. In the movie, the cockroaches are ridiculous. Like, they don't die. You can't kill these motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're hard as hell to kill. That's true, because you could take their head off.
And I might,
they're still running around.
I might not even do the extreme. I might not even just flood their house with the shits. I might just tell a couple cockroaches to just tag along on his clothes when he going on a date or something.
You can kill a roach.
Or have a motherfucker go in a restaurant and tell a cockroach, go follow that motherfucker in there and go jump on his food or something.
Bars.
Yeah, I mean,
you can be maniacal with that.
I'd be happy to do that. I'll give you some food with my own. You know,
like Eno from Naruto, man.
Nigga, I would infest the White House and tell the motherfuckers only I can get them out. So you gonna need me in that motherfucker White House and then take that bitch over.
Is that the nigga?
See, but he's thinking. That nigga's thinking.
He don't think a lot. You just an evil nigga. I wasn't thinking anything about that.
When y'all said it, I just thought of that movie. And in that movie, he fucks some motherfuckers over. The dude fucks some motherfuckers over. He fucked them over.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't remember what the movie was called, but we had it on DVD when I was a kid. And he used to scare me because I was scared of bugs. It was a dude, and like he didn't realize it, but he didn't know, but he could talk to the cockroaches.
Right.
And this motherfucker was like communicating with him, and they would go outside with him, and he would fuck people up with this motherfucker.
But you got to think about it. If you can understand the bugs, you remember that? Yeah. You remember that clip with the flies? Bloody, you are fucking. You're going to constantly be hearing the flies. You're going to constantly be hearing bugs talking and shit.
I feel like that'd be my comedy. That'd be my personal comedy.
That could be. That could
be. Your ass going to be staying awake all
going crazy. Yeah, oh God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you would find
them. They have to die.
But no, you could probably, if you can talk to them, you could probably be like, yo, shut the fuck up. Like, you know, it's bedtime.
Bugs, man, don't get no fuck about you, man. You're going to have to kill them motherfuckers.
And that's when I'd be cool with the spiders and praying mantises and shit.
I respect spiders.
I'd respect them more if I could talk to them.
Fuck spiders.
No, I respect spiders. Because spiders, they mind their own business. All spiders, for the most part, they might just mind their own business.
They look nasty.
And they be taking corners out the threats, man. The flies and shit.
Yeah, they actually try. They try not to be seen in plain sight. They go in their little corners where
they try not to be seen.
And that's why I wouldn't march them into an army, though. I wouldn't be able to trust a spider.
Okay.
I feel like they went over. They know I'm. You feel me? They probably sense the fear. My fear of spiders, so they probably wouldn't listen to me very well.
Yeah,
I'm cockroaches.
Nah, that's fair. Nah, I'm right there with them. Nah, I'm scared of cockroaches too, boy. Them damn water bugs.
Yeah, I can't do that. Oh yeah, some people call that shit water bugs. Yeah, y'all niggas strange.
I mean, water bugs are real though. There are water bugs. Man, but they're not cockroaches though. Niggas just be chatting.
Water bugs.
They call them water bugs because Florida cockroaches can live in water, nigga. They swim in water.
There's actual water bugs though, like beetles and shit.
Oh, I know, but that's why they call cockroaches in Florida water bugs.
Yeah, shit.
I heard a motherfucker from Florida say if you flush a roach, that motherfucker will crawl up the pipes again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard of that. My grandma used to say shit like that.
That's just fucking scary.
You're right. You just sit on the toilet,
roach crawling your ass.
You thought you got rid of that motherfucker? Yeah, I mean, he come crawling up where you got to do. I'd be pissed.
I ain't gonna have to just burn me at that point.
But he probably wouldn't live though inside you. Oh my
God. Well, I mean, like inside.
Excuse me.
You said why the roach gonna crawl? Why your shit that wide for something to crawl up in that motherfucker anyway?
It's a roach. They bug. They find ways to fit in all kind of areas.
Nah, I think we should just move on to our final final segment.
We ain't about to talk about that one.
That was crazy.
Rob,
I can't stand y'all, bro.
Yeah, no, you need help for that.
Oh, my God.
That was wild.
Rob, what you talking about these hobos?
Man,
shit,
the hobo play, man. You know, I got a big heart, I like to think. At least I got a big heart and I be trying to help motherfuckers in need and shit. Every time I be seeing these hobos out here, they be like, man, they just got me at Walmart the other day. Man, my car declined, man. I'm just trying to get some food, man.
That's the automatic hobo.
God bless you. God bless you, man. Spare anything for me. I'm like, fuck, whatever. Gave this nigga $15.
Damn.
Cause I had some cash in my wallet. I had a ten.
Well, that's somebody hour wage.
You know what I'm saying? Gave him love, Fetty. You know what I'm saying? Here, go get you some food, man.
Shit.
Man, I'm sitting in my car just bobbing my head, listening to some music. I see this nigga walking with his little motherfucking cart they probably stole. Walking, go up to the gas station. He come back out, beer in hand.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I told you.
My God, bro. And it happens to me 24/7 all uh-huh. the time, bro. I'm done giving these broke ass niggas.
See, but
money.
When I said that, y'all was looking at me like I was crazy.
I'm optimistic.
Who cares though? They want to take their little money, get them a little alcohol. Go ahead and get that. Might be what
he could have bought that for himself. Now he missing out.
I'm missing out on $50.
And he worked for it.
Look, it's negligible, right? That shit don't affect me at all. That shit don't affect me at all. But it's the principle though. It's the principle, because you telling me I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You telling me I'm hungry, I'm starving, I really need some food, and I'm providing you with the money to do so.
But that beer will help keep him warm.
Start keeping...
Get your motherfucking ass out of here, man.
Fuck that. Let's start keeping honey buns.
You
in
wrong.
The car.
A cold Budweiser? They ain't keeping nobody warm, nigga.
Let's
cold Budweiser.
Let's start keeping boxes of honey buns in our cars.
What?
If we gonna start
talking about them 1,000-degree honey buns?
Yeah, you know. And if a motherfucker, if you catch a motherfucker, you know, I gave him 10, you know, little couple dollars. I'm gonna watch him go in the store, see if he come out with a beer.
All right. Instead of 1,000 lashes, 1,000 honey,
1,000
degree.
Well, you could just give him the honey bun instead of the goddamn money.
That's what I'm gonna start doing. I'm gonna just start buying them some food if they tell me that.
Yeah,
that's bars.
That's what I was getting to though. Yeah,
no, that's what not
you
what
you're
getting to.
Them
I was going to
that's not what you.
No,
that's not what you were getting to.
That's asking too much. Talking about giving food and money. Fuck that.
Hell no. Well, why do I let the Salvation Army to you, nigga? I'm just as broke as you, nigga.
No, you're not, man. You got a roof over your head, place to stay and shit, man. They just out there just sitting in front of Walmart.
A wise man said, DJ, you need to play broke forever.
Imagine if you just, go and sit your ass in front of Walmart and stand there and smoke you a little square while you're at it. You know,
I ain't doing all that now.
I would do a social experiment, though. I'm going to sit outside in various outfits, depending on what I wear, and see if how much money people give me.
I do that somewhere I don't live for real. Cause they be like, "I'm sure her Brandon lost it all, nigga." He lost all this shit.
Hey, facts. But I'm
gonna start rumors around. She said, "I heard he was selling ass too.
Yeah,
I heard he was selling ass."
We getting DMs and shit. Yeah, y'all check on Brandon, man. He's struggling for the Walmart.
I say that because, bro, I've seen like TikToks, bro, and niggas in New York, right? He's homeless, but niggas is always giving him clothes, right? So niggas gave him like a pair of eights, you feel me, one time.
Bust down.
A bogus ass.
Who cares?
It was a bogus ass football jersey.
Right.
But
it's a jersey nonetheless.
It was a raw ass jersey. Right.
He had something to wear.
But, he's saying
the perception, the public perception. Motherfuckers see him with eights and a jersey on. They like, what you doing out here?
Facts.
Type shit.
That's my thing. Like, y'all giving him this money. Now y'all just fucked up the way of him making money. Mm. You feel me? Y'all fucked up the cash flow, making him flee. So like, I wonder, like, is it...
Just put some rips in your shit.
Does the fit really matter?
Hell no. You just gotta play the part well. That's how all these rich people were faking homeless.
Honestly, if I see a nigga wearing just like, I don't know, hoodie and some Jordans, it's highly likely that nigga might be broke anyways.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, but nigga, if I see niggas like that, I'm thinking more of a recently broke. I'm going, if they on the road, I'm going to assume they're broke, but they probably recently broke. If they I feel like they got on a decent pair of Jordans, you're probably recently broke.
Right.
Which means I'm not going to give you money now.
Well, niggas been broke for a long time.
I mean, down bad to somebody on the road. Right.
But this is just so rock much bottom of a thought process. DJ just, nah, I'm done. I'm out the game of giving money. I guess people's money.
Well, if I'm walking, I get some cash, throw them a little 5-piece, 10-piece.
I'm out.
You know, I'll
get a quarter gun.
Right, you get them niggas that money.
Quarter gun.
But you want to tip your waitress, though.
A little Kit Kat, some shit, some bullshit like that. I tip them, but I'll let them lick my tip as well.
Reluctantly.
Oh, bro. Lick your tip. Mine preferably.
I don't really like, you know.
Lick my tip for
I don't like too. I don't like giving tips. Because I have to. Type shit. Anyways, though, appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. It's been the Black Street Boys Show. Another episode. Hey, y'all, we still got 15 more minutes left. Shout out to all the patrons. Get in there. $3 spare change.
Ain't no seepage.
God.
I ain't mean... Why is that right next to that?
That's gonna be a beautiful cut.
We need a layout of all the buttons. We all need to study the goddamn buttons because you don't have a few minutes.
I knew the button. I know
you do, but I'm saying
I knew that. But oh, give me a little.